So, ladies and gentlemen, what is your guess, Janice Howroyd, and how things are going for her? One of the first black students to desegregate the high school. She said that basically it was harsh. It was ugly. And it never should have been that way. She said that their mother used to always tell them that in order to be outstanding, sometimes you're just going to have to stand out. In order to be outstanding, sometimes you're going to have to stand out. So she grew from that root of really working forward, not being held back. With roughly $1,500 of her own cash and borrowed money from her mother and brother, she started Act One Personnel Services in 1978. Started out in a small office in Beverly Hills, California. She steadily found clients initially by calling and offering to send them the right employees or refund their money. I'm going to send you the right employees or I will refund your money. What a bold position. She never looked back. By 1990, she relocated her headquarters to Torrance, California. 10 years later, her firm had offices in 75 U.S. cities. Act One's clients included Ford and Toyota, Singular Wireless, Sempra Energy, then Southern California's largest utility. Her company eventually expanded into other areas, including becoming a provider of e-business solutions. Act One grew rapidly, with revenues climbing to $483 million in 2002 from $75 million in 1997. With a reported net worth of $420 million, Howroyd talks about her business and life lessons in the art of work, how to make your work work for you. An excerpt from her book gives us this insight. There's one thing above all others that I encourage you to accept as you begin to turn your challenges into your opportunities. It is, never compromise who you are personally to become who you wish to be professionally. Let me share that with you again. Never compromise who you are personally to become who you wish to be professionally. Ladies and gentlemen, let's let good morality, sound ethics, really, really take us far in life and not just be opportunistic and rise any way we can at any cost. So let's not have that attitude. Never compromise who you are personally to become who you wish to be professionally. All right, just before we wrap up Power Friday, I wanted to share with you that we have 44 different African countries who have signed the Continental Free Trade Agreement. Not all have. 44 out of 55 countries there have signed the agreement, though, and that's good. That is very promising. Of course, they're hoping that the outcome will be that they will be able to significantly reduce Africa's poverty rate, help it grow its manufacturing base by ridding the continent of all trade barriers, including non-tariff barriers and removing import duties. They're hoping to help the continent truly become a wealthy, prosperous continent. I'm hoping that will happen. We're talking about a continent that has, what is somewhere close to 2 billion and is slated to have the most growth by 2050 of any continent on Earth. If we will handle them right, if we will work with them properly, if we will cooperate with them, do some of the things for numerous countries in Africa that we've done for countries in Asia and Europe, it would be a mutually beneficial proposition. That's why people want to do business with China, European countries, other Asian countries. Let's really build up some business deals with African countries and Latin American countries. In addition to the others that we're already working closely with. In addition to, let's develop some close relations with businesses owned by people from these other countries as well. Mutually beneficial proposition. Let's do it. Till next week, next Saturday, not next Saturday, tomorrow, Saturday, which promises to be a beautiful day, barring the unforeseen weather-wise, I want you to be planning how you may get some rest for your souls as well as your bodies so you can revive, regroup, re-energize. So you'll be in a great position to continue letting some of life's best moments come through you.